online, radio, and TV.
Welcome to the next level.
From Manhattan, Kansas, this is Duo. Live from Duo Studios in Manhattan, Kansas.
Ladies and gentlemen,
this is Life. With your host, Seth Neiman. Katrina Abbott. And Chris Harlan.
Hello, everybody. Yes, Katrina, you're on.
Hello.
How are you? Welcome to Life. Episode number 48. That means there is only two episodes remaining until Katrina is gone forever.
Forever?
Dun, dun, dun.
We'd care, but we don't.
Forever and ever.
Anyway, this is the show where we talk about stuff and things and other lively topics that happen during life. Yep. It's a pretty self-descriptive title, if I do say so myself. If you can't figure it out, maybe you need to...
Isn't that why we came up with the title?
Because we're dumb and we don't have a lot of creativity.
That's what I was going to say, no creativity.
Just call it life. But anyway, welcome to the show. Happy to be here. New episode, May 16th. 2013, the year of our Lord. I don't know. If you're watching us live, welcome. We do the show every live Wednesday. We do it live every Wednesday, 6 p.m. Central Time at duo.com/live, DEWOH.com. Duo, like the dew on a leaf, and O, like what, Katrina?
I've got nothing.
Like the
oh my god, Malia is leaving me.
Like the I make every time I ask Katrina to think of something, and she goes, "Oh, we do this every time, and I never know.
I never prepare for that because it's better to do stuff out of your head. But then obviously today I just failed.
And just every today, other week. just today, I'm
That's
sure.
That's not true. That's not true.
What other day haven't you failed?
I don't remember.
Yeah, that's a failure twice over. Double fail.
Always a failure.
Double fail. Anyway, if you're watching us live, feel free to call or text us. The phone number is 505-750-0304. And if you want to email us, every the first show of every month, we do your stupid listener letters.
Yay!
So Katrina can get them. So you can email us at life@duo.com, L-I-F-E, shift to D-E-W-O-H.com, period, C-O-M. I should have done that, but I didn't.
Yeah, that's okay.
Oh, well. So welcome to the show. Today. Oh, wait. I should say we're sponsored by first.
Yes. Who are we sponsored by?
Today we're sponsored by Moose Jaw.
Moose Jaw!
Chris's favorite company.
I really want a Moose Jaw hoodie, but Seth says I don't need one. But I think I do.
Moose Jaw is having another big sale, okay? Ooh. Me and Chris are going camping this Friday, and let me tell you, stuff for camping and hiking and all that stuff is very expensive. So, when Moose Jaw says they're offering 20 to 40% off packs, tents, gear, footwear, and clothing from brands like Marmot, Osprey, and Mountain Hardware, you should go check them out. No code is necessary.
But not Moose Jaw hoodies?
I don't know. I'll have to look. No code necessary, but you have to go quickly because it's ending soon. Like, I believe Marmot and things end, like, next Friday, and then the rest of it ends, like, on Monday. So go check it out. Go to the homepage of duo.com, D-E-W-O-H.com. Click the Moose Jaw link. Only way you can get the offer. You can't go to Moose Jaw and get it. You have to go to duo.com and click the link. So today on the show, I already talked about it. We're going camping this weekend, so we can talk about the preparation for that. Katrina had a girls' weekend last weekend. She pointed to herself.
I also have graduation this coming weekend.
She does. She has graduation this weekend, so we can talk about that.
Ooh, yeah, I do actually have a story about that.
Also talk about her job update, so we can get an update on that. She wanted to talk about Iron Man 3 and The Great Gatsby.
And Bully.
No.
And Bully.
Nope. We have to give our diet update. Of course, me and Katrina have been going on walks, so that'll be fun to talk about.
Oh, goodness.
And then I have an article that will help Katrina with her future.
Oh, God, I'm scared.
So, I gotta help you out. Provide you with wisdom that only someone of my age can give to someone of your age. Because I'm old and you're not.
I guess.
Yep.
Whatever.
So,
where do you want to start?
We'll get to that. You said you had an update about... Something.
Graduation.
Graduation.
She said you had the story about graduation.
I have a story about graduation.
Okay, go ahead and talk about graduation. So what's happening?
So graduation is this weekend.
No!
And my friend has emailed the dean of our college about decorating our graduation caps.
Okay.
She didn't hear anything back for like a week or more. I emailed one of my professors and was like, hey, do you know anything about graduation caps and blah, blah, blah. And she's like, well, I think it's frowned upon, but no one in our college will care. No one, you know, of course, my teachers won't care.
That you write on them?
That you do, yeah, you put stuff on them.
I thought you had to do that so you could find them when you throw them up in the air.
No,
I
mean, a lot of people frown upon
it. It's very frowned upon because like one of my ideas was to put, I'm a BA. And then, you know, that can be very... I don't know. I can't say sequitur, but you can. It has a double meaning.
Sequitur.
I know. I realized that was the wrong word. I just wanted to use a really good word. But anyway. I know.
That's all right. I know. Remember last week when Chris made up that word?
Impasse is a word and people say it.
Okay, so focusing back on me.
Remember that when she tried to
say
it?
So my friend Christy and I decorated our caps the other night, and I'll show a picture later. And then she texted me today, and she's like, so Anna finally got a call back from the, her, I guess she finally called the dean's office, and they said that they don't want caps to be decorated on at all.
Okay.
Like, period. So I'm just like, well.
So why is it frowned upon?
Just because of all the different things people do to their caps and how they can be very inappropriate.
So why wouldn't the inappropriate parts be frowned upon and not the actual doing of?
Because then...
It's hard to control what people write, so they just say as a blanket statement.
No one do it.
No one do it. I wondered about that when you were decorating your cap.
And so, but see, since I had the okay from my professor, I was like, okay, I've got an okay, we're good. So I emailed her just before I came over here and was like, hey, so I decorated my cat the other...
You decorated your cat?
Yeah,
Malia's not going to be happy.
We could talk
about the poor sad kitty.
And so, I decorated my cap the other night. I found out from a friend that it's, you know, not okay. What do I do?
I have an extra cap if you need one.
And so if
you can just scrape it off, can't you?
I mean, probably, but then you'll still get like the coloring on it, and
that's even better.
It's still decorated.
No one's gonna notice.
But I put on.
Okay, are you gonna walk out on the stage and the dude's gonna be like, "Here's your
we meet before we even go in there, so like they could
let her not walk.
They could either take
You'd my still
cap
get your
or
diploma
not,
though, right?
Well, yeah.
Okay, then who cares?
It's just it. I have freaking family coming into town, and they need to be.
You know what? They'll probably be like, did we miss it?
Well, that or
they'll be like,
well,
Mom, did you love it?
In all fairness, my mom will go two ways. One, she'll be like, I came all the way up here for this and not have me walk because she's already complaining she has to get up at like
I'm
six.
Telling you, Katrina, you just don't go and tell them you did. Just act like you got it.
She'll be happy and she'll be like, oh, yay, we don't sit through the 3-hour ceremony.
Yeah.
I mean, that's really what
I'm telling you. You just act like you went through it. And then they'll be like, did we just miss it or something?
I will. Well, yeah, that's a lie. I was going to say, I could be like, well, it's alphabetical order. Of course they're going to know that I, you know.
But it's not alphabetical order.
I just give them, I have a piece of paper with my name on it. And then I can sit woo with whoever I want.
Yeah, see? I'm telling you. You could just skip the whole thing entirely. Just show up when it's over. You like hug your mom, act like you graduated. And she'd be like, I didn't see you. And be like, what do you mean?
But anyway, so that's my story there.
Like the only thing that's going to make this better is if you buy me something.
That won't happen.
So that's what
she
you got to do.
Me anything.
We can go to your dad and do it. He'll buy you something.
Yeah, he would.
He loves you.
I know he does.
Yeah. Is Trevor coming down this weekend?
Yes. He took Friday off. He will be home sometime.
Home as Friday. In Onega home, or home as in your home?
I don't know.
Okay. We just
I
say home, and that means.
Well,
a lot
I mean,
of
I do. I do say home for both places.
I know. That's why
I'm pretty sure he's going to go to my parents' house Thursday and or Friday morning.
Okay.
But because
he gets off work late Thursday night.
And I meant to call him today and I forgot. But I was going to be like, hey, what are your plans? I still want you to spend the night on Saturday and go out with me. And go out with, like, because we've got a big group going. And it would be fun to party with my brother in the actual bars because I haven't done that yet.
This is your last chance.
Well, no, I mean, it's not my last
chance.
It's
your last chance.
It's just, yeah. Anyway, so I need to talk to him about that.
Yeah.
And I haven't yet.
Okay.
Now he's at work.
Yeah, it's not a big deal. It's only 2 days away.
Well, I'll probably text him later and be like, hey, you're coming over on Saturday, right?
So it's Saturday. So it's 7:30 in the morning on Saturday is when your graduation is. That's when you have to be there?
That's when I have to be there.
Is 7:30 in the morning on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And Malia's graduation is when? 2:00 on Saturday? Okay, so that's why she can go out Friday, because she has a few hours in the morning to recover.
Yes and no. She swears that she's getting up to go to my graduation.
Right.
And she swears that she will be there.
Well, if she's going to be there, then certainly you could go out with her and be there.
No, I don't have the stomach she does. I don't.
Also, she does like 3 shots and then she's done for the night.
She gets 3 shots and she's like, woohoo! And I get 3 shots and I'm like, Yeah. I still feel sober. Give me something else.
Yeah. I need 8 more shots.
And then once I hit 8, then I'm like, oh.
I'm dead.
I'm just like, oh.
Yep.
And then it ends up bad.
Okay.
But I mean, I don't know. Like, that's just the issue is like, I, like we've talked about before, maybe, I guess just you and I have talked about before. I can have 8 shots one night and be like, happy drunk, woohoo, let's party, just have fun. I can have 8 shots next night, feel nothing. I can have 8 shots another night and be super trashed and in the toilet. Like, I just don't know how my body's going to take it.
So it's probably just better if you don't go out for a night.
It's just better if
Even if you're the biggest party pooper and it's your last chance.
Well, I'll probably go out. I'm not going to drink. Because I've done that before.
Famous last words.
It's not hard. That's what I did.
It's sure.
That's what I did with my pub crawl. I mean, yes, I drank, but yeah. I didn't drink as much. Like, I knew when to stop, whereas everyone else is like, we're going to do this. And I'm like, okay, you guys have fun.
Uh-huh. So. I expect a lot of Snapchats from you drinking on Friday night.
Have I ever sent you a Snapchat
No,
of
but
me
Malia
drinking?
Will send me one of you drinking.
Okay.
Yeah. She sends me lots of Snapchats when she's drunk that I don't
I'm
think
aware
she
of
knows she's sending to me, and it's great.
I think you're just in her default because she Snapchats you all the time.
Yeah,
so now
she sent me like 3 today, just mocking me, and then she sent me one of her singing again.
Did you get the one, did you laugh at the one that we sent you with the...
Oh, the Star Wars? Yes. Yes.
I sent her one just with my face, and I was like, da, 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 da. It was great. But anyway.
So, anything else exciting that you want to talk about for your graduation, or is that it?
I mean, that was pretty much it. It's this whole kind of controversy.
Then Saturday,
and
you partying or?
Saturday, I plan on going out hard.
With Trevor, hopefully.
With
but
Trevor.
Just with your group of friends. Your mom's not coming. Is your parents leaving after graduation on Saturday? So they're going to come down for like 5 hours and then
well, no,
leave.
We're gonna hang out at the house for a while and we're going to grill and stuff, but it's
okay.
Just my family. Anyway, and then. So it'll be Trevor, me, possibly Mark, maybe one of his friends, Malia, her. Sister,
why wouldn't Mark come hang
out?
Two,
three cousins.
It's like his duty, isn't it? I mean, you're graduating. It's a pretty big deal.
Well, he's going to be at the graduation. I don't know if he's going to come out that night, though.
I would rather go out that night
yeah,
than come to graduation.
Yeah.
Anyway.
We need to teach
know.
Him good boyfriend manners.
He'll That's probably true. Come out unless I tell him not to.
Oh, I see how it is. I know why now. It all comes together. Yeah. And then Sunday, recovery day?
Yeah, and I stupidly made plans with my friends, so we're going to go to lunch. And I told her we're going to have to push that lunch to 1 because I don't know if I'll be breathing.
Yep.
And then she, her only comment was, well, just don't bail on us. Okay.
It's good to know we're not the only friends who have to feel
and
that
I
way.
And I planned on Texas Roadhouse because I was like, if anything, I can eat the rolls.
Yeah, bread's good for you.
And so that was my thought process there.
And then Monday, real life starts.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, it does.
No, because she doesn't even have a job yet.
Gotta roll out of bed and go to work.
You can roll out of bed and lay on the couch for an hour or two, wait till you text me and we go on a walk. That'll be Monday.
That sounds awesome. So, speaking of your job, then.
Yes?
Update.
There's nothing to update.
Well, did we tell anybody last week? I think we said you had an interview.
Oh, okay. In that case, my bad.
So, let's
my interview
start
was
with
Friday.
How the interview
I apologize.
Went.
My interview went really well.
You're not forgiven.
My, the lady that asked me my questions was really cool. Her phone went off like 3 times, and each time she apologized. I was like, oh, I thought I had this turned off. No, you didn't. And so...
3 times? The third time she thought she had it turned off still?
Well, the first time it rang, the second time it was on vibrate right beside her. And then the third time it was on silent, but I saw her look over at it, so that means it lit up. So I'm like,
counts.
Okay. So, exactly. And so... Anyway, she asked me all sorts of questions, and it was fun because we were just talking, and it was fine, and then she went to the questions.
You sure.
There was a definite shift, but I always finally, like, it took me a while to get to the direct answer I wanted, the specific answer I wanted, because I was kind of like, wait, no, this is where I should go with that question.
Just like a story on this show.
Basically.
Yeah.
I'm like, wait, that's not what I meant to say.
At any point did she interrupt you and go to break?
No.
Okay, was that nice
for
you?
It was great not to be interrupted. I could actually get my thought out, and I didn't stammer
right
half
now.
As much.
Sorry, we have to go to break right now.
I would be okay with that. It's the story of my life.
Okay, but here's my question. It went well, and I feel like maybe you'll get the job, but you have not applied anywhere else.
Nope.
I don't feel like this is a smart move.
I don't know. I just put
part.
All my eggs in one basket.
The reason why I haven't is for 2 simple reasons.
1, laziness.
Yep.
2, extreme laziness.
There you go. No, the main reason is because this lady is really good about hiring K-State graduates. They have a lot of openings.
Yeah, they
do. Not just with Manhattan and Junction City. Not Manhattan. Stupid. With Wichita and Junction City, but elsewhere.
But there is a chance you could get a job in Manhattan.
There's a lot. No.
There's no chance at all.
No, because that's
Junction City is the closest place you could get a job.
I thought last week you said there was a chance you could get a job in Manhattan, Junk City, or
no, I would live in Manhattan and commute to Junction City.
I'll have to check the tapes.
Because that's where Christy originally wanted to go, was Manhattan, and they didn't have any openings. Point being.
Check the tapes.
Point being, there is a lot, and there's still a lot of shuffling, and I haven't heard anything back yet because I found out one of my other classmates...
Sexy.
Thanks. One of my other classmates had an interview today, and so I feel like no news is good news in the sense that, like, she said she would let me know within the week, and since that lady was also interviewing for Junction City and they haven't told me Wichita, that
they could be placing you in different places.
They're still thinking about me for Wichita, not for, for Junction City. Like, I'm still in their head.
Gotcha.
And so...
And Friday was your interview, so today when we're recording is Wednesday, so by this weekend you should know.
Yeah, by Friday I should know. That's what I tell everyone.
If you don't, we're going to go burn the building down?
If not, then I'll just go back to the books and find another job. Okay. I'm sending off my licensure application tomorrow.
Is that good?
Yeah, because once I get a license, then I'll be...
Do we
applaud? Have more... Not yet, not till I get it.
Oh, okay. Boo.
Not till I get it.
I only know two speeds, clap or boo, so you get boos then.
I'm okay with that. I'll work my way to the clap. That sounds wrong.
You might find out you have the clap already at your well woman's appointment here in the weekend.
Tomorrow. Afternoon.
The last day you're going to...
1:15.
Kind of just assume you don't have an STD.
I'll get bad news, and then hopefully I'll get good news on Friday saying I have a job.
The bad news is you have AIDS. Good news is you're employed, but it's in Wichita. You'll get more AIDS. Or in Junk City where you'll just immediately die. One of the two.
Either way.
Yeah, cancer and Junction
City. It's gonna suck either way.
I don't know which one's worth, Wichita or Junction City.
They're both horrible.
I know, but I'm hoping I'm...
Junction City is just like a condensed
my
Wichita,
issue,
so
my
I
issue,
think Junction City is worse.
It's...
But
I would,
proximity-wise,
I would prefer,
obviously, Wichita's
I would prefer
worse.
Junction City for three reasons.
One, it's close.
It's close.
Number two, extreme laziness. And number three, regular laziness. Right?
And four, I could still do the show.
Okay.
And five, I could get a lease in August, meaning I wouldn't have to move yet. If I get
gotcha.
Wichita, I'm going to have to go down there and start looking at places.
Because you would start July-ish.
I would start July 1st.
Gotcha.
And I would need to have a place to move into so then I can start cleaning my current place and moving out and doing all that nastiness. So I'm going to need a place to put all my stuff. And like I obviously realize is I can't move in July 1st to a place when I have to be at work at the same time.
Yeah.
So I'm like, that's going to suck, paying two rents with no monies.
Yep. Well, maybe they'll give you a healthy stipend like Malia's company did.
If you move to Wichita, what's happening with you and Mark?
Nothing.
Oh, I didn't even think of that.
He said he wouldn't be able to see me as much, but he would be able to come with every paycheck, so I would still see him twice a month, and then when I come to the show once a month, he'll be here. And he made a big hoopla, but he's like, oh, I see where everything lies. You're only going to come up to do the show? You're not going to come up and see me? And I'm like,
well, basically. Well, I told Katrina that I'd pay for her transportation to come up here every week.
And so I told him, I was like, just you plan accordingly. Like, I'm going to be here once a month. But after that, like, it's whatever. I know we're still going to be together. We're going to work it out through that.
Whatever.
That's all I got. I mean, we talk on the phone every night.
Okay,
it's not like.
Katrina, let's be honest. You're going to find out you have herpes tomorrow. And then it's going to be long distance. There's too many things for him to put up with. You're going to be single.
No. The biggest factor is
and you're just
going to
end up dating Colby. And that's what's going to happen. That's your life. Okay? Because Colby probably already has herpes.
He's the one that gave him to me.
That would make sense. It makes a lot of sense.
We'll just plan that. Next year, stay tuned for Colby and Katrina's wedding.
AIDS with Colby and Katrina.
I like that.
It's a new duo show. You could go down there and do a show with Colby. He has equipment.
Yeah, like he's going to do that. That requires him to actually do something.
That's true. He is not going to do
and that.
That
requires him to be in the same room with AIDS lady. So
He likes Katrina for the most part.
Yeah, right.
He likes Katrina just as much as he likes anybody.
Well, that's true.
But
not as much as he likes
he's
that
the one that really has
inside.
The one laziness, two extreme laziness.
Yes. Yep.
So that's all we got there.
Yep. Three extremely extreme laziness.
If we could go on, the number would be infinite.
Comatose.
Four death. I don't know what I'm saying.
I don't know.
So yeah, okay, well.
That's my life.
I guess. So I guess next show, episode 49, we will
this
know.
This one ends on an even number.
We will. It's not going to end because the show's going to keep going.
That's right. But this one's going to end.
You're not this show. Left. That's why it's called life.
It's going to
it's going to keep it's going to be
gonna
you're
be
right. It's going to be better.
Yeah, right.
It's going to be
come
so
on,
much
let's
better.
Be real.
I'm just saying, I'm a star. I'm a radio star.
Well, yes, because this is your network and you know over half of the shows you are in or involved in. Actually, all the shows you're involved in and some
well,
way.
I'm involved in them because I own them, but I'm yes. not in them.
You're in most of them.
I'm in life. I'm barely in Rena and Leela. End of shows.
Seth and Cole.
I'm not in Matthew's show. Oh, yeah, Seth and Cole. I forgot about that one. My name.
And then I'm also talking about your old ones.
That's awkward.
That are still up.
No, I'm yes. not in the Seth Neiman show. I'm not in the music spotlight that I hosted.
You're not in Seth and Brian.
I'm not in Seth and Brian. It has my name on it. I'm not in the show with Seth Neiman and friends.
And what about your basketball?
I'm not the host of the Wildcat Basketball Podcast. I'm not the host of...
The other music podcast you had for like a day.
That was the music spotlight. I was never a guest star on Colby and Colton regularly. I was never did that. I was never... I had the exact same role in Rena Leela that I did in What to Read. I was in the producer yelling in the background. Beautiful Monsters, I was barely in. I was never in Beautiful
Except
Monsters.
Except that person at Dylan's recognized you.
That's
from
the Seth
one.
Neiman show, though, not from Beautiful Monsters.
No, I
that's
still nine she shows. She remembered you from tripping over because she said you're that Twilight guy.
Yeah, the Twilight guy did an episode about Twilight.
No, she. You said it was because you tripped
okay,
over
Okay,
no,
end of
no
discussion. End of discussion. We're still at nine.
It's not ten. So, yeah, suck it. We don't need you. Get out now. We don't want you anymore.
Whatever.
Leave.
Yeah, good luck finding another person. Cause
besides, we don't necessarily have to end on episode 50. You're not moving till June 1st. That's basically episode 50.
Yeah,
I just realized it's the middle of May.
You're welcome.
I'm
oh,
dumb.
Goodness.
Yay!
Well, you're actually not moving till July.
Well,
you're moving in June, but
I'm
you're not living there until July.
I'm going to move my stuff to Wichita, but I'm still going to live here because I have to clean and do stuff.
Yeah,
and,
right.
So we have till July 1st, basically.
Yeah.
Do a show. Well, let's see here. So,
because I'm like one of those, I'm probably going to be moving, and more than likely it's going to, I don't know.
Let's check out the community calendar.
Okay.
Here we go. Next recording date, next release date, or okay, let's do next release date. That will be Thursday the 23rd of May, episode 49. No reason we can't do that.
Right.
May 29th and the 30th,
episode
50. Then for June. June 6th is the release date. Shouldn't be any reason why we couldn't do that.
My only issue is, like, if I do end up moving to Wichita and getting a June lease, like, I could move down there at any point in June, of course, but that would just require, like, when my dad can go.
But you're still going to have to live up here.
Yeah.
So
what I'm getting at, though, is like we might not record on a Wednesday that week that I move because I don't know what day I'll move.
It'll probably be the weekend, though. I mean, let's be honest.
With my dad, it doesn't matter. It's not like he's got like a
well,
regular
then
job.
It doesn't matter. Then you can just do not Wednesdays.
If that's the only day that works with my
you
dad.
You just said it doesn't matter. You can't have both. You can't be like, it doesn't matter as long
I'm
as
saying,
it doesn't matter.
I'm saying he doesn't have a regular job to stay at, which is why we could move on a Wednesday. It's whatever day he has open to help me move.
Well, Wednesdays are off limits. And then we could have 51 on the 5th, or the 6th, 52 on the 13th, 52 on the 20th.
You just said 52.
One, 52, 53 on the 20th. And no, we couldn't do the 20th, actually. Well, yeah, we could. The 20th, and then 54. Is that what I'm on?
Mm-hmm.
54 on the 27th, which would be the last show we did.
Okay.
With you. That would take us through June. But Chris won't be here for the last. For
I won't be there to the second to last one.
Yeah.
That's okay.
And my birthday is the day we'd record on for the very last episode.
Your birthday!
Yay.
I know, you hate your birthday.
Who cares?
I care. It's okay. Mark
then
hates his birthday
you will
too.
Do that episode nude. As a tribute to our last episode and for my birthday.
No.
It's going to happen.
No.
It's going to happen.
I mean, you could get a happy dance, but not in front of the camera.
I don't know what a happy dance is, but if it involves you dancing, I don't want it.
Well, it was going to involve me being naked, but okay.
Okay, I want it.
Nope, never mind. You said no.
Are you dancing naked? I don't want
you already
it
said
dancing.
No. You already said no. It doesn't matter.
I don't want
We could have worked out a compromise where I wasn't dancing, but I was still naked. But oh no, you already said no, so it's okay.
Only if you weren't dancing.
Again, we could have worked out a compromise.
Then it wouldn't apply if we get into a compromise where you're not dancing. I now want it.
Too bad.
I don't know what you're doing over
there. I don't know what's happening.
She's the worst negotiator ever. Yeah.
No, I'm not.
She is. She's just like, too bad. Like, but I changed this. Nope, too bad. How about $1,000? Too bad. You already said no. Yep.
Basically.
Yep.
Once I make my mind up, there's no changing it.
Yep, that's why you're the worst negotiator ever, because the idea of negotiating is that you never make up your mind until a deal is made. You're supposed to escalate it. So, like, if I said no, you'd be like, well, yes, but you have to also eat hot sauce while I'm doing it. And I'd be like, eh, what if I eat soup?
I actually kind of like that idea.
And you're like, well, you have to eat soup, but it's going to be scalding hot. I'm like, can I let it cool for 2 minutes? You're like, 1 minute. And then we're like, deal. And then you dance naked for me while I'm eating hot soup.
Okay, let's do that.
Happy birthday to me. Okay.
Oh, goodness
gracious. Let's go to break on that note.
Sounds like a plan.
We'll be right back.
This is Life.
It's awful. Should play the cat noise.
Shut up.
Welcome back to Life. You were 8 years episode number 3. That you'd be coming, the
positions you'd hold. But this was done before.
It's off. It's over. You don't even know the lyrics. Park at midnight. You don't even know the lyrics.
I'm singing them.
Nope.
Moving on.
Welcome back to Life, episode.
Welcome.
Wait, no, segment number 2 is brought to you by us two by the shop.
Welcome.
The duo shop. Katrina almost spit out her pop.
Nickels in the bucket, we gonna bet on.
Oh.
Whatever.
The duo shop. There's a couple new shirts for you. Go pick them up. Duo.com/shop.
2 more as opposed to last week when there was 3?
Fade out.
Patented fade out.
No, the same amount as last week.
Okay.
There's a couple.
Because there was 3.
Yeah, so there was a few.
A few. There you go.
Go get them.
Correction.
So what do we have left to talk about?
Bully.
Nope, not that.
Iron Man, Greg Gatsby.
Okay, let's just talk about it. Why do you want to talk about it? Let's do it.
Okay, bully.
I watched the rest of it today.
You watched all of it now?
Yes, I've seen
it. Okay, the only reason I want to talk about it is not because it's this big pressing matter and blah, blah, blah. I mean, which is true. But all I really want to talk about, and I have to purposely refrain from cussing, is the stupid principal at this one school and how she just, like, shoves everything off and ignores it. And then, like, she purposely sees this situation happen and she has the two boys shake hands. And then she gets after the kid who got punched in the face and was like, you didn't extend your hand. I expected more from you. And he's like, he's the one that punched me. She's like, yes, but he extended his hand and apologized. He did not apologize. He only stuck out his hand because he knew you're the principal and he had to do it. It's just dumb. It just really aggravates me that the principal's just like, oh, like.
Well, I think that was the point of the movie, to show that our school systems aren't doing enough.
And I get that, but it's just, I just want to punch this lady in the face.
Well, that's not going to solve it. That's bullying.
I don't care.
Yeah, now Katrina's bullying.
And it's just dumb. Because, I mean, exactly, that's what it does. Like, bullying, all it does is make people want to retaliate, including people. But it's just dumb. And it's like a psychological warfare.
I don't know anything about it because I've never seen the movie.
It follows the lives of families who have lost children to suicide because of bullying and some kids who get bullied.
There's 2 kids who committed suicide.
No, I know what the movie is. I've never seen it, though.
And it's just really interesting to hear, to see their point of views. And this one kid doesn't even realize he's being bullied. He's just like, but they're my friends.
How can you not be realizing?
Because he thinks they're just having fun.
If you're not, if you don't realize that you're being bullied, then you're not being bullied.
Well, they, like, stab him with pencils.
I've been stabbed with pencils.
And he says they're just doing it in fun, but I think he realizes he's being bullied. He just doesn't
want to. There was some dude I sat next to in math class that used to stab me in the hand with pencils, and I let him do it, like, 3 times, and then I just punched him right in his nuts.
And that's
you know what? He stopped stabbing me.
Well, yeah, I mean, what sucks is, like, you have to defend yourself in order for it to stop, but then when you defend yourself, then you're the one that gets in trouble.
You gotta not be scared of grabbing a man by his nuts.
And what upsets me is the fact that, like, none of these kids, like, everyone sees it's happening, none of these kids, like, you don't see them getting suspended, you don't see them getting detention, you don't see anything. They just continue to get to do what they're doing. But the people who are being bullied, not only are they dealing with their issues, but then they're the ones that end up in trouble when they do retaliate. And it's like, really? Because how about these people when they have it on camera?
I got punched in the forehead once because I wouldn't give a guy my donuts.
Well, you know the donut story.
It's my anyway. It's my triumph. It's the only time I was in a fight
it's
at
really
school.
Just he hit me right in the head. That just pissed me off.
And I have a big hard head, and it hurt him more than it hurt me.
Okay, we can move on now. We can go to Great Gatsby and Iron Man.
And the principal came down the hallway.
Okay, we can move on now.
That dude just hit you in the head, your face.
We can move on now.
Yeah, I did. And he's like, "You're such a grader. You get an A, Seth.
Whatever.
You get an A.
You got no A's in school ever.
You know what I think about that? You know what I think about that?
I did. I was a 4.0 student. I was.
Yeah, because you didn't do any work.
That's right. I did a lot of schmoozing to teachers and brown nosing and being Jewish, and I got A's.
I got
A's. So be jelly.
The hard way.
Well, I did it the easy way, which is the smart way. I want to keep talking so Katrina keeps being passed out because literally on the camera right now, the holes in her nose look like a giant abyss.
That's awesome.
She's like... You know what's great about that laugh is that this episode comes out before Rita and Leela, and so people aren't going to get that that's an inside joke until Friday.
That makes sense. I didn't realize that. I forgot about that.
Yeah, we'll keep playing it, though.
I can't be mad now. That just, it like, it starts a fire inside me, and it's just like, ah. It's like my own little happiness.
It is pretty great. So, let's talk about me and Katrina's walks.
Okay, yes.
And let's just start by going over a general diet update.
Okay.
So, I think last week I was down 4 pounds. I'd lost 7, then gained 3, and then was down 4. Now I'm down 9. So, yay, team.
It's pretty good.
Yeah. Katrina, how many pounds have you lost?
I'm
last week you held steady, I believe.
Last week I went back to where I was originally at.
Okay.
And when I weighed myself last, which was I think this morning, I was at 146.6.
Which is what?
Negative like 2.4 pounds.
So you're down 2 pounds.
Sure.
Okay. Did you just say sir?
Oh, I fluctuate. No, I said sure. I fluctuate so much clearly from 1 week to the next.
Well, sure, but you're down 2 pounds. But how many are you trying to lose?
I don't know yet.
Okay.
I'm not working that hard at it. I'm just working.
That's okay. She's doing better than me. I'm only down 1 pound because this weekend I didn't do so well.
I was going to say, my biggest thing is I just want to be more active and
like,
get off the couch.
1 pound total?
That's my goal.
No, like from
you're supposed
where
to do,
I was.
How many you're supposed to lose? I want to lose 100 pounds. I'm down 9. I have 91 to go. That's what you're supposed to do. That's how you keep track. Otherwise, people have to go back and listen to last week and be like, whoa, tell you up. No one wants to do that.
They think I'm down 10 pounds.
No, I'm catching up.
I don't believe that.
Why? She's looking better.
I just don't believe it.
I don't know.
I don't know why she doesn't. It's true.
Oh, obviously, but still, I don't believe it. I mean, I know you're not purposely going to lie.
It's obviously true. I just don't believe it.
I mean, I know that you're not going to lie. I just don't believe
it. Why don't you believe it?
I don't know. I just don't.
Jealousy or hatred?
Yeah, because I'm so jealous.
I don't know. You were only down like 1 pound.
I got an awesome tank top. You're jealous of that. Jealous of my awesome hat.
I don't think she's
jealous of my striped tank top.
I don't think she was. Yeah. Okay, first of all, that tank top is very stylish. It's not ugly.
That's gross.
Jealous of my Carlos O'Kelly's earlier?
No, not really.
You are.
Katrina doesn't get jealous of us.
She does. She just doesn't admit it.
No, that's true. That's true. She's so jealous.
Jealous of our camping trip this weekend?
Oh, God, no.
No, she's graduating. That's a little better.
Yeah.
And you kind of lost it on that
she's
one.
She's going to be jealous when we go to Kansas City and party at it.
Yeah, she probably won't be.
Yeah, because you're going to party so hard.
I will.
We're going to party by watching TV, Katrina. You better watch out, because if you were that remote, you'd be pressed so hard.
Shut up. We're going to have fun.
Look how fast I can do the channels.
No.
Oh, you passed ESPN. Go back. And watch SportsCenter for 3 hours.
You're the one who stays inside more than I do.
Who went on walks?
Who has a bum knee and went to physical therapy?
Oh, now the requirements change.
I went to physical therapy. That's this, like, just
that's
indoors.
The same.
Is that indoors?
Well, I meant, like, get out of the house.
But we have. Segue.
Yeah. So me and Katrina have been walking more than Chris. And
I've been doing a lot of exercising at physical therapy.
Did I say anything inaccurate?
No.
Okay.
You've been walking more than me.
Then I rest my case. So, on Monday and Tuesday, it's almost a streak because we have to make it to 3 in order for it to be a pattern. Not going to make it because Katrina is bailing out today. But Monday and Tuesday, we walked on this trail in Manhattan called the Linear Trail that I've never walked on, but wanted to try out. And I was like, hey, Katrina, you want to go? Well, actually, on Sunday,
You bailed on me, so.
And then I left my phone in the car and totally missed out on exactly what you replied. And then Monday, I text you like, LOL, what about now?
And I was like, sure.
And then we went for a walk. We walked 3 miles, and it was pretty easy, actually. It was kind of nice.
It was really easy.
And then yesterday, we walked 3 miles, and it was...
Hell.
It was awful.
I died.
I don't know.
For sure.
I guess it was because we had... It was the second day, and I guess day 2 is probably always harder.
I think it's, one, it was day 2.
The wind.
2, the wind. 3, it was hotter than the day before.
It was hot.
It was hella hot. 4, my issue was the fact that I had just come from being out in the sun for several hours, like, holding my dog because we went to Pillsbury Crossing. And no one else puts their dog on a leash because that would be unruly.
Yeah.
And so... I'm trying to hold on to her while all the other dogs are, like, going off running and playing, and I'm just like, I can't do that, because with my luck. And as we were leaving, the cops came, so I'm like, woohoo, great timing. Now go get those dogs. But anyway.
Oh, the dogs are supposed to be leashed?
Yeah, because it's just like being in city. Like, just because if something happens, you're reliable for it.
So the cops showed up and probably yelled at all the people who had unleashed dogs?
I don't know. I left. But I know as I left, there was a second car coming, so I was like, something's going to happen.
Did you rat them out?
Because they're also not supposed to be drinking, and everyone there was drinking,
of course. Well, that could be a problem also.
Yeah, which is most likely what they are coming for, but I'm going to say it's the dogs.
Yeah, but it does help me lose a lot of weight, because I've been on average losing probably 0.5 to 0.7 a pound a day, just counting calories, but the last few days I've lost like a pound and a half just from the walking the extra 3 miles.
Mm-hmm.
It does make a big difference.
And that's why, like, my goal... I mean, I guess ultimately my goal would be to lose, like, 10 pounds. Like, that's really all I want, because then when I go back to eating bad ways, I'll fluctuate between 140, 145, and
sure.
I'd be happy with that. But I'm not really watching what I'm eating yet. Like, my goal is just to be outside more.
Yeah,
I started working out with my friend, and I'm walking with you, and that's really just where I'm starting with that, because I want to, like, maintain a healthy lifestyle later on, and... Being active is really how that's
going
to be.
Yeah, it makes sense. But I do enjoy going for walks. I missed it and everything.
I enjoy, too. I like being outside.
Yeah, it's
fun.
That's
why I want to go outside later tonight.
But you want to do it with ice cream.
No, I will do it without the ice cream as well. Although I do want the ice cream. Let's be honest.
It's hard to deny ice cream. Once you get the craving for it, it's like ice cream.
But I would go and just be outside, too. I've been sitting out. We bought deck chairs, and I really like to sit out there and like read.
And today it's really nice outside. Like right now,
it's
when
hot.
I came over,
it was so hot earlier.
When I came over, it was really nice because it's starting to cool off. And I don't know. It was supposed to rain today. It might still be raining.
And how come
later.
You won't walk with me afterwards?
Because my friend's coming over.
Well, tell her to meet us on the trail. Come on.
No.
Come on.
And then I need to go home.
No, you don't need to go home.
Oh, which reminds me, I'm bailing tomorrow because
what's tomorrow? Oh, Thursday. Walking tomorrow?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I've got my exam.
Let's see.
We can do it.
So we made it two times this week.
Because you won't go Friday.
Yeah.
Either.
No, Thursday we can do it. We just have to do it later in the afternoon, like 8 o'clock.
That's fine. We can do that.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Then we're fine.
All right. We'll do it Thursday.
So I'll text you when I get back to town.
Just take today off.
Deal.
Okay. Sounds good. But then Friday, we're not going to do it. Saturday, Sunday, we're not going to do it, obviously.
Well, Sunday we can, but not 3 miles.
No. But I'll
Sunday,
probably
we,
be
Sunday
camping
we should
still.
Oh,
so.
That's right.
Probably, maybe not.
Okay.
But then Monday we're going to do it again.
Okay.
5 miles on Monday.
Oh, fun fact.
She just said yes. She didn't realize it.
You said 5 miles. I just ignored it. We'll see what happens.
6 miles.
Fun fact. So I went to take my last.
Oh, it's your van.
It's UPS. Just continue.
Okay. This is really awkward. So, today, I went to take my final exam of my K-State career. Like, I only have one exam. It wasn't a final. It was just, like, the next unit. It was easy peasy lemon squeezy. However...
Easy peasy lemon squeezy. Okay. We're at an impasse, if that's a real word.
It is. Anyway, so, I get there, and I get there early, and I'm just like, okay, whatever, because I just want to get this over with.
Okay.
So, I got there, like, 10 minutes early. The shocker, I know. And they're like, K-Sol's down.
Oh,
which is
so
the network that K-State puts all their stuff in. I'm just like, of course it's not.
So did it, like, crash from, like, overuse or something during finals?
Apparently it crashes every year during finals week.
That
Maybe
doesn't
should
shock
upgrade
me.
Those servers or something, you know?
Yeah, that would be useful.
You'd have to talk to my uncle about that. There's more complications than you realize. And so...
I don't think there could be a lot of complications.
It is when they're outsourcing to different companies and they're... having issues.
Maybe they shouldn't do that.
I know, right? That's what my uncle's been saying, but they don't listen to him, and he's worked there for 20 years.
That's because it's cheaper to outsource.
I know.
Yeah.
Point being.
And because your pain doesn't matter, even though you're paying for them to outsource.
I know, right? But anyway, so I get there, and I wait But thankfully, I only had to wait 10 minutes, and then by 2 o'clock, I was still taking my test, and I was like, woohoo!
That's not bad.
But it was funny, because I was like, the one time I didn't bring my notes to actually study.
I thought you were done with a test.
I didn't study for this test. I think I got up at, like, 10 o'clock, and that's when I started, like, copying the...
But you said you had one tomorrow.
No, I only have this one.
Didn't she say, oh, your well woman's exam?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm dumb.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. But I was like, I'm not going to
I was thinking, like,
a
ZAM exam.
A ZAM exam?
Yeah.
Yeah, Shazam, Kazam, I'm a, exam.
And from that, it will show all of the knowledge that I don't have.
So tomorrow on our walk, I'm going to find out what diseases you have.
I'll have my pink slip of all the diseases.
Get your little wrist bracelet that says AIDS victim or something on it. HIV positive.
Beware. Step off.
Yeah. Okay.
Don't come near me with a 10-foot pole.
So you're done with college.
As of now, I'm officially done with
you're
college.
You're done.
Yes. I'm done.
Not like last week when you had online classes. You're done.
Yeah.
You never have to go to a classroom, take a test, talk to a teacher, except for graduation, ever again.
Right.
Wow. How's it feel? About the same.
See, that's what's... I mean, everyone's, like, having all these big, like, oh, my God, I'm at the end of my career, and oh, my God, thanks to Mom and Dad, and thanks... I'm just like, okay, I'm done. On to the next... I've got more in life to tackle than just college.
I guess.
Like, I mean, college wasn't... I don't know. I mean, I can't be like other people. They're like, oh, I've made the best friends. It's like, I made some pretty good friends. I mean, I don't see any of them really, aside from you.
It's us.
I don't see anyone really lasting.
I don't think you met me from college.
Lasting the rest of my life. Like, maybe two of them might last the rest of my life, but even then.
Who are they? Name names. They don't listen.
It'd be Malia.
Boo.
And me.
Not
and,
her.
And maybe Miranda, but even then, like,
how? Wait, now I've heard this name twice today, and I've never heard it before in my life. And
she's
now she's your
Chris.
She's your lifelong friend. You know Miranda?
We're friends on Facebook. Yeah, she lived in Putnam.
She was my roommate freshman year, and then we both lived in Putnam.
Oh, then I probably
year.
Met her. I just didn't know who.
And
she
And then
was.
She's the one getting married. And then
oh, too young.
And so, I mean, I might keep in touch with her, but even then, like, I can't say I've had all these great friends.
Well, it's
like,
hard.
I mean, I've had great experiences here, and yes, I've grown into the person I'm going to be, but, I mean friends are friends.
Malia's like, going to St. Louis. You're going
from there,
to Wichita.
Everywhere.
Miranda's going to
Kansas
her
City.
Husband's bed. I don't
well,
really
Well, then,
know.
Her husband's going to be a pastor.
Oh.
I know.
Boo.
It's so sad.
I'll give him a Karma Sutra book for her wedding present.
My give her a sympathy card. My condolences.
Well, you can't miss what you don't know, Katrina.
That's true.
Yep.
I didn't say he was going to like seminary. It's not like he's going to be abstinent his whole life. He's just going to be a pastor.
You never know. Of course, pastors' kids are usually the weirdest. So maybe pastors.
Oh,
are weird.
Absolutely the weirdest.
Yeah, you don't know. Pastors could be weird. It's doubtful, though.
No, it's just. But anyway, so I mean, maybe. But then it's like, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, it's like. It's almost like you can't do anything right now because you don't really know what next week's going to be like.
Yeah.
Like, and that's why I'm like...
You can't make any plans because you don't even know where you're going to be.
Yeah, that's why, like, I haven't gone apartment hunting yet because I was like, I don't know if I'm going to be
You don't
be
know
here
where you're
going
to live, yeah.
And I haven't gone job hunting because, like...
You're pretty sure you're going to get this
I'm
one.
Pretty sure I'm going to get this. Yes, okay, if I don't get this job, I might be a little screwed, but even then... Something's gonna happen,
but not
I'll
really.
It
I mean,
because I still like.
It's not like you have a job now.
And even then, it's like I still have to focus on getting my license. And,
yeah.
And so it'll be easier because more doors will open to me once I have that. It just sucks that I have to pay $400 for it, and
yeah,
I don't even have $400 to spend.
I know that's
graduation's
terrible.
Coming up, so yeah, send me monies. Sad.
Yeah.
But that's. I mean, that's really all I have. Like, I'll figure it out come next week when I know. Okay, I'm going to Wichita. Let me find somewhere to live. Okay, I'm not going to Wichita. I'm going to Junction City. Let me find a place to live. Okay, I don't have a job. Let me go find a job.
Do you want me to give you like a list of good apartments in Wichita?
I mean, that would be helpful.
None.
Make number one the one where my ex-wife lives.
Let's
hilarious.
Not. I do not
That'd be
know.
Hilarious.
That'd be awesome.
Do not do that.
That'd
I will stab
hilarious.
You. In
you wouldn't
throat.
Know.
Yeah.
I would know.
You'd just see my son.
Exactly. I would know. I
that
know
little dude looks like Seth. That jerk!
He's got a phone in his hand. Now I know it's like Seth.
He's got a phone in his hand.
Yes.
He does like his phone.
I was going to say, you've talked a lot about how he's already very technologically...
Oh, yeah.
And he likes to do that. He likes to do that thing where he calls you on your phone and then you answer and then Seth pretends
ring, ring.
To be... Seth
it's
pretends to be different people.
He doesn't do that.
No.
But Colton does.
But anyway, so I would know.
It's your mother.
That is not your hair.
Let's play ping pong. That's not
pizza.
Your hair. That's your shirt. Get this thing off of you.
Thank you, Uncle Tom.
Are you his nephew? Okay, now we're quoting a show that's on our network. You think they
we'll figure it out which one it is.
You think they'd ever quote us?
No.
No. Never happen.
One, because they're lazy. Two, because they're extra lazy. Three, they don't care.
Four, because we're not funny.
We are funny.
No, you're funny.
You're funny looking. That makes you funny, too.
Yeah, watch.
Oh, God.
See?
See? Makes me laugh.
YouTube just crashed. That's what happened right there. I just crashed YouTube.
That's not okay. Yeah.
All right, should we take another break?
Yeah, we should.
Then we can come back and talk about camping.
Okay.
And then maybe if we have time in that segment, because we're actually kind of on time. We're only 5 minutes behind today.
Woo-hoo.
It's like the weirdest thing ever that we're running normal time.
I know.
If we have time, I'll read an article that help you in the future.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Oh, yeah.
Because I know you're dying to know.
I am dying to know now, and you're not going to get to it on purpose, and you're such a jerk.
Things we didn't get to this week.
Katrina's future.
All right, we'll be right back.
This is Life.
Welcome back to Life. Segment 3 is brought to you by Fandango.
Fandango.
I had to get that out really fast, so Katrina would have to move her microphone, so I liked it. Fandango is the place that sells movie tickets online. That
way,
that way you don't have to wait in giant physical lines for hours to go see Iron Man or
Gatsby
or Star Trek or Will Smith's kid, whatever is coming out. You don't have to wait in line. Go to Duo.com, click the Fandango ad, get discounted tickets for movies. Don't have to wait in line. You pay right there. Show them the ticket. Go into the theater. It's glorious. Duo.com, DEWOH.com. On the homepage, find the Fandango link and click that thing. Yeah. Anyway, segment 3. Here's what we're going to talk about.
Camping.
My future.
Camping.
Not Katrina's future.
And we also have to get to a recap of Katrina's girls' weekend.
No.
Because we never got to that. And she also wanted to talk about Iron Man 3 and The Great Gatsby. So we got to get to that, too. Before we can get to anything involving your future, we have to cover your present.
No, of course we do.
So, camping this weekend. Me and Chris...
Doesn't even relate to me.
What day was it that we did the tent experiment?
Thursday.
Saturday.
Friday, okay.
Saturday. Might have been Friday.
It was Saturday.
It was Saturday. It was Saturday. So last Saturday... Me and Chris set up our tent, our beautiful tent, in the middle of our living room, opened up all the windows, turned off all air conditioning and heater. It was cold that night, so all the heater,
yeah.
Left all the windows open, and camped in our living room. Just so we could see what we need, because this Friday we're going camping for realsies, out in the woods, bears, miniature horses, all type of that crazy stuff out there that could eat you, salmon.
Yes.
Piranhas.
Salmon are carnivorous.
Yes. Big teeth on them salmon. Okay. It's not something you want to joke about.
Continue.
So, we got in there, and for the first 30 or so minutes, Chris was like, I actually have a tape.
Oh, great.
Of what it sounded like for the first 30 minutes that we were in the tent. It sounded like this.
This is a better clip than I was expecting.
This is exact tape. She's like, oh, my leg hurts, leg hurts.
Well, okay, here's the deal.
Leg hurts.
Seth feels that I should not sleep with pillows anymore under my leg.
And so do the doctors, just for the record.
No, they don't.
Did you ask?
No.
Okay, then you don't need to sleep
with
them. If you don't need a crutch, you don't need a pillow.
Here's the thing. They said I should do what I can, and if it hurts, that's my cue to stop. Okay? Mm-hmm. Well, walking on it doesn't hurt, but... I don't sleep like straight the whole night. You know, I can't just lay on my back. So when I turn on my side, if I don't have that pillow cushion, it presses against the side of my knee.
Yeah, but you sleep on your back with pillows.
Right, but I move my leg sideways like this. And it presses against it, and it still hurts a little bit. And I don't see why it's hurting him that I used.
Well, because remember one reason it hurts me is because I feel like I'm sleeping with a grandma. That's the number one reason that it hurts me. And number two reason is because it's never going to heal unless you use it like a normal person would use it.
Yes, it will. The doctors told me that if it hurts, that's my cue to stop.
But you never do it without it. So you would never know.
I tried and it hurt.
She tried camping that one night for 10 minutes. And then she went and got some ibuprofen. And then she fell right asleep.
I'm just saying, I think if I'm camping on hard ground, I should probably have a little padding under
also,
my
knee. You also
meat.
Sleep with them in our bed on our mattress.
Right. I'm going to try and stop doing that. But I think for camping this time, I'm going to bring a pillow and
that's
you're just going to have to deal with
that's
it.
That's fine. You still do it in our mattress.
I think the perfect compromise, I already have it figured out. Perfect compromise. Chris gets her pillows, but she has to carry them.
That's fine. We're going to drive.
Park. Yeah,
it's not a big deal because we're driving.
I'm not
going
to do it when
but
we
I mean,
go
like,
in Colorado.
But ideally, my thought process there is like, she's going to have to carry it from wherever you guys park.
Yeah. Well, I'll probably bring a pillow for me, too, for my head.
That's logical.
Yes. So, I mean,
we bought camping pillows.
They're not great. I'm going to try it out again tonight. But I have if you know one thing about me, Katrina, you know that I have a massive head. And my massive head makes mincemeat of lesser pillows. Okay, if that pillow isn't reinforced with steel wool,
oh my God,
my head's sinking.
It's
to the
a ridiculous
floor.
Problem. He needs a new pillow every 2 months because he deflates the pillow. We buy expensive, top of the line, like super fluffy pillows, and I've used the same one for forever. And
okay,
his head has squished it to a pancake.
He doesn't need the fluffy pillows. He needs a more firm pillow to break in.
I need a stone. That's what I need. I need a boulder, and that would be great. If I had a boulder that had, like, a head indentation that was formed to the side of my head...
You could get one of those Sobakawa cloud pillows. Wait! Do not crush them. Do not crush the eggs at the bottom. I don't know why you want that in your pillow, but...
I always sleep with eggs on my pillow. It's good luck.
Well, and I like how they have this many Sobakawa cloud things. Just one feather. Yeah. One feather doesn't protect as well as the... billion beads.
So we tried it out.
Yeah.
Chris fell asleep, but I needed a fan. So you could see the reason we were gonna try again tonight in the tent is we just got our fan from Amazon. The loudest.
Yeah.
World's loudest fan.
That'll wear out soon.
I hope so. But we got that. So hopefully the white noise will allow me to sleep in the tent. And if not, I don't know what we're gonna do. It's gonna be an issue.
You're gonna have to be like in a cabin if we ever go camping or something.
Or I'll just have to get used to it. But yeah, so we're going to try it again tonight because on Friday we're going camping. There's the largest lake in Kansas is like 30 minutes from here, right outside Junk City where Katrina's going to live and get raped. And we're going to camp up there. My parents are bringing their fifth wheel and it's my mom and dad and my youngest brother and then my son. And we're all going to go camping.
What about your sister?
No, she doesn't want to come.
She's going to stay home.
Yep.
They trust her to stay home.
She's 17. She can stay at home by herself.
What?
I also have a 16-year-old brother who's staying at home.
Okay. But
I
still.
Stayed at home when I was alone.
That's
was
not that wasn't the point I was getting at. It's not the fact that she's.
Oh, you mean because she's
going to
go out with boys or something?
But no, I mean, it's boy having
party.
A party at the house.
I don't know. I hope so because that'd be awesome.
That's kind of what I was getting at.
Good for her if she is.
Because she's at that age where like you kind of want to.
I never
be
threw
skeptical.
Parties.
I didn't either.
I didn't throw a party when I was home alone.
I was never.
I hung out with him.
You're lame.
I was never left home alone long enough because my dad.
Yeah,
never
you never had a chance, and I'm lame.
Well, I did do one. I did some rebellious stuff, though.
Coke off naked men's chests.
Half right.
Naked men's chests.
Correct.
If we remove the words coke off of, you have what Katrina did. Rebelliously. But anyway, so we're hoping it goes well. I'm excited. I kind of can't wait. It's going to be hot.
Yep,
it is.
That's going to be bad because we were actually in the tent and it was probably 30.
It was very warm.
And it was. We barely even used sleeping bags.
Yeah.
Because it was sweaty hot in there and it was probably 35 to 40 degrees outside.
You have a fan.
That's right.
But that's not really
this
gonna.
Fan's meant more for white noise because we still, even though Chris needs her granny pillows and I need my head pillow made of stone, we're still trying to get things that we can pack and carry, ultimately.
Depending upon the tent, because granted, as we all know, I haven't seen it yet.
That's true.
They usually have pockets on the inside. You could always put that in the pocket.
They do,
and
but
it would
our,
be able to blow on
our
you.
Our tent has a pocket about the size of our phone.
Okay,
we have four of them. Then we have a gear loft, and we could put this up in the gear loft.
That's what I was thinking, because you get the air.
I'm thinking this isn't going to be very loud, so I plan on putting it right by my head.
And then he's going to knock into it. Let's be honest.
I will not.
Oh my god, that's so loud.
Oh yeah, we don't have batteries in yet. Just
nope, no batteries. It came in the middle of the show.
And because I love packages, I ran to get it.
It's more of a nuisance when you're doing this.
Yes.
Than it is to do that. That, I mean, it closes pretty easily. It's
yeah,
that,
that's horrible.
Yeah.
But I mean, honestly, we're not going to be doing that 20 times a night like we are right now.
You'd be surprised.
Seth will do it 20 times a night just to annoy me.
I probably will. It doesn't bother me that much.
No, I know.
It's just loud.
Be doing it one at a time.
Actually, one at a time's better.
I think so. Too.
I'd rather it not be super fast. I think. Yeah, that's much worse. She wore herself.
But we're excited. I'm excited about camping. I got a cool new hat.
Yeah, so I bought Chris a tank top, which is very stylish.
And a sweat hat.
And a sweat hat. And so that way she can, because we're going on the boat. Chris is going to be tubing.
I'm not going to go tubing.
She's going tubing.
I would.
She's going tubing.
I've never gone tubing before.
I went tubing before. It wasn't.
Do you
want to
come
experience out
this weekend?
Yes, Seth. I'm going to miss my own damn graduation to go tubing.
Well, that's very generous. But thanks. Appreciate that. We might go on Sunday.
Sunday. Try me next weekend. Next time you go camping.
Sunday's free, isn't it? I thought you guys were free on Sunday.
No, I have dinner plans.
And she had lunch plans.
You had lunch plans.
Okay, whatever.
Whatever.
I pushed them back. They'll be dinner plans.
You're going to blow them off.
That's what I do best.
That's what you do. So we got that, and it should be fun. I mean, it's going to be hot. It was supposed to rain. It's not going to rain now. I wish it would still rain.
I wish it would rain at night.
I wish, I mean, that way it wouldn't ruin the boating.
Yeah.
But, you know, for the most part, rain would help cool it down. And that is the one thing I'm worried about, is that it's going to be just blistering hot. But what are we going to do about that? So, I mean, that's just the way the weather is. So, Katrina put on here Iron Man 3 and Great Gatsby. Go.
Epic.
Both of them?
Nah.
Have you seen Great Gatsby?
I've not seen the original.
No, I mean, the one that just came out.
Yes, that's the one I just saw.
When did you go see that?
Friday.
The day it came out, okay.
Yes. I want to see it.
Of course, we didn't get there in time for the regular showing, so we had to pay $4 extra for the stupid 3D movie.
Lame. I don't know why that movie's in 3D.
Just because
everything is.
My thought process is they do it because it's smart, because they know the one version's going to sell out, so they have
to. Well, they make more money off 3D, too.
Exactly. Yeah. And then because that one's going to sell out, they only have the one, then they're going to sell out more in the 3D, because we wouldn't have bought tickets otherwise.
Yeah.
Or, well, I mean, I guess we could have just gone home and waited till tomorrow, but we weren't going to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So both of them were good.
Yeah. Great Gatsby was really good, and according to Malia and Ashley, who watched the original before and afterwards, it was almost...
Has anyone read the book?
Yes, they both did.
Okay.
Ashley couldn't remember the book, so as if she hadn't read the book. Malia detailed. But anyway, and so there, it was like word for word, give or take one scenario.
Was there a lot of singing in it?
No.
Okay. No, just because it's done by Baz Luhrmann doesn't mean there's a lot of singing.
It's not a musical. I mean, there's a lot of music in it, but
Moulin Rouge movie had a lot of singing in it.
No, there was, they had no singing whatsoever, by the cast. There was no singing by the cast.
Okay. Now I want to watch Moulin Rouge.
There was singing. Okay, I guess when they're on a bar scene, they've got the flapper girls that are singing.
Sure,
but otherwise,
that's,
no.
That's part of the movie. It's
exactly.
Not a musical. Okay.
It's no. There's none whatsoever.
We're watching it because I want to watch.
And it's really well made. I really enjoyed it. But I'm also like, it was nice to see Leonardo DiCaprio in a movie again, because he's a decent actor and he's really good looking. So
like, he hasn't been in movies lately? Or?
Not really. Not that I'm aware of.
Like, he's in a lot of movies lately.
Like what?
Well, let me look it up.
I was going to say, I could look it up too. But
no, nothing. I'm looking it up.
Oh, goodness gracious.
I have two missed calls.
Leo DiCaprio.
He was in Titanic 3D.
Well, yeah, but I mean otherwise.
Thanks, babe.
Welcome.
He was in Django Unchained.
Which I haven't seen yet.
Yeah.
I knew that.
That was Christmas time. And then before that, he was in J. Edgar. And Inception, and then Shutter Island, Revolutionary Road.
Okay, yes, right.
So he's basically been in a movie every summer and every winter of every year.
Okay, so he's
since
in more
Titanic.
Than I realized. I'll give you that.
Yeah.
Because I forgot about Shutter Island, but... And I forgot about Django, of course, because I haven't seen it yet. That makes a difference.
Yeah, Django was the most recent. And it was also highly regarded.
I want to watch that. We watched Premium Rush instead this weekend, and it was really good.
Yeah, it was. Premium Rush was good.
And then, so I'm done talking about that. I mean, it was really good. But, I mean, and even for the people who read the book, they enjoyed it because it was, you know, pretty much close to.
Although, one thing bugs me. So I saw this kid the other day who was walking down the street and he was wearing a Great Gatsby shirt, and they're selling all these Great Gatsby shirts, which doesn't bother me except for the fact that they're the book cover and no one's read the book and they're just buying it because of the movie, and it bothers me.
Why is that?
I would prefer that than them changing the book cover to whatever the movie picture is.
Right, but
that they do that. They'll probably do that too.
It's a t-shirt. Like, you're wearing a t-shirt about a book you've never read.
Okay,
that's dumb. Why would you wear a t-shirt?
Because they like the story. They like the story.
It bothers me. I don't know why. It just
okay. So moving on, we also have Iron Man 3.
Yes, which I've seen also.
And me,
which and Chris,
we have all seen.
Yes.
And all I can say is it was epic. It was really well done. I enjoyed it. I mean, there was parts. Where
is it your favorite of the Iron Mans?
Kind
of
got long. I don't know. I haven't seen the other two recently to really say that.
Did you like it better than the Avengers?
Yes.
Okay.
Just because the Avengers had a weird kind of flow to it, I think. But this one... Anyway. I really enjoyed all the theatrics that they did and all the...
Did you like the ending where Iron Man has 100 suits and he can't beat Guy Pearce, but then Gwyneth Paltrow hits him in the face with a pipe and then he's dead?
Of course.
This was the stupidest ending ever.
I don't think he's dead.
Well, yeah, he's not dead, but he's beaten.
Well, yeah.
Tony Stark can hit him with Iron Man 4,000 times
and like
blow
him up
completely,
yeah.
And then Gwyneth Paltrow hits him with a pipe and he's dead.
But anyway,
spoiler alert.
Aside from that, I mean, it was. I really enjoy Robert Downey Jr. and his character, and
yeah,
I really
you do.
Enjoy everything that it entails. And I was really jealous of that kid and all the shenanigans he got. All the different
good
things.
Cover. That was good.
Shenanigans.
You're a pile of shenanigans.
I am. And I really enjoyed it. Like, there's just a lot of the sarcasm and just his wit in general, which is why I enjoy the movies anyway, along with all the antics and the technology
sure.
and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I liked the movie a lot. I think I did like it better than the Avengers, but just because it was less about, like, the Avengers, you didn't get a lot of character growth, really. But
I liked
Iron Man,
the
you
Avengers
did.
Avengers better.
Why?
I just like them all together.
I mean, I like them all together,
they,
but like they aren't really together till the very
yeah,
end.
Yeah,
well,
it's
like,
a dynamic.
There wasn't that much to it.
And that's the point of the whole movie, is that you have to balance all four of these dudes, where in Iron Man, you get a lot more. That's why
personal.
That's why I like Thor and Captain America, too, because, you know, they're about one character. You can get to know them.
And I like that. However, I will admit that Thor is my least favorite, but I still really enjoy him.
We just rewatched Thor, and I think I like it a lot more than I did my first viewing.
I know the second time I watched it, I liked it more than the first time,
like,
but it's still growing on me.
Especially
it's
after
still
the Avengers, I liked
by
it.
By Kenneth Branagh.
Yeah,
it's just, like, compared to Iron Man and compared to Captain America, it's my least
favorite. Captain America is my least favorite. Then I think Iron Man, probably Iron Man 2. Then Iron Man 1, then I like Thor, then the Avengers, then Iron Man 3. I think that's my how I do it.
I haven't watched the other ones recently to really.
But we got Thor 2 coming out in the winter.
Mm-hmm. I look forward to that. I mean, that still looks really good.
It does. It looks really good.
And I'm still
Agents
a fan.
Of S.H.I.E.L.D. is coming out.
I want to see all of these movies, and I want to own all these movies.
It's a lot of movies.
I know. I'm already
movies.
Aware of that. I was like,
well,
I
and then
the
next
them.
Year in the summer, Captain America 2 comes out. Mm-hmm. Then Guardians of the Galaxy comes out that winter, which is new.
Okay.
And then Avengers 2 comes out the next summer. Then Ant-Man comes out.
I know
out
a lot of people
winter.
Are really disappointed that they're not doing, like, Robert Downey Jr. doesn't want to do any more Iron Man alone. Like, he's still going to be in all the Avenger movies. And, like, I heard he's a little bit in like, the next Hulk movie. But to me, it makes sense because, like, I don't see a lot much more, just me, you could correct me, what more they can do with him anyway on his own.
I agree. I think the way they ended it in Iron Man 3 is he could just be in the next Avengers movie and
yeah.
it mm-hmm. would make a lot of sense.
And I would be okay with that also just because, like, it's not like he's not going to be in the Avenger movies. Like, if he wasn't going to be in the Avenger movies, then I'd be pissed.
Well, if you remember Captain America, I don't know if you saw it, but, like, his dad was really behind the scenes. He was a member of S.H.I.E.L.D. and he was making things happen mm-hmm. and he was really behind the scenes. I almost wonder if that's what they're going to do with Tony Stark in Avengers
that.
2, where he is there to enhance everyone else
who's
in,
so
who's in the movie. And he's not he's a heroic and everything, and he still can be Iron Man, but I think he's going to be more like the Bruce Banner type character, where he's only the superhero if it's the absolute last thing.
And
otherwise, he can help
people with
his
brain. What also makes sense is the way they spoiler alert, the way they ended it too is the fact that, like, how he said he can always be Iron Man. And what I really liked is how throughout the whole movie, like, he could be one place and control Iron Man elsewhere.
Yeah.
And, like, that's really, I mean, that's ideal because he's still going to be Iron Man. He can still, and like you said, he can enhance everyone else because he can create those technologies and he can,
mm-hmm.
he can do great things.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I'm excited about the next one.
He doesn't need to be
yeah.
in the suit.
I think I'm most excited now about Star Trek coming out.
Oh, I'm excited about
I would
that.
Be, but I still
but
haven't
I'm
seen
so
the first
excited.
One.
We should really watch it next week and then go see it in theaters.
Okay.
Because I think you'd really like it.
I think I would too. I just like everyone's
it's
like, oh,
not,
we'll watch it. We'll watch it. And then no one
very,
ever does.
The reason it's good is it's not very spacey. Like you
yeah,
think Star
totally
Trek,
not.
You think like nerds. It's not like
this
that.
The second one is where that guy like goes to defeat the other guy in his ship, right? That's essentially
sure.
what,
yeah. That describes every
like
Star
very,
Trek movie. I
okay,
think
fine.
Right.
Well, I haven't seen the other movies and the other stuff, but
yeah.
anyway.
But that's why I like it, because I'm not a big into, like, sci-fi space nerdism, but, like, Star
I mean,
Trek
this,
isn't
I'll admit
that
it looks
way.
Good.
And it's made by your man, J.J. Abrams, who makes your movie Friends, or your TV
My
show
movie
Friends.
Which I've had to take a break from, because I've started having nightmares. Not
nightmares.
I'm not having nightmares so much as, like, every time I wake up, I'm thinking of something that dealt with one of the episodes, or something pseudoscience now, and I'm
yeah.
just like, this is really weird, and it gives me a headache to always be thinking about something like that. I'm just like, But anyway.
So, I think we should do that because, well, first of all, the reviews are coming out, and they're like, this is actually the first good movie this summer, and like, and like that blows my mind because like Iron Man 3 was really well
was
reviewed.
Say.
So if like people go see Star Trek 2 and they're like, this makes Iron Man 3 look like Geely. Like we're like that's a big deal.
In some ways, I want them to be wrong just because I'm so biased for Iron Man. But at the same time, like I would hate to spend my money and be disappointed. Like that would suck more than anything.
Just well, I think if you had seen the first Star Trek, you'd see how it's possible because
yeah.
the first Star Trek and the second one probably are a lot like Iron Man 3. It's space is just a setting.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a character. They just happen to be in space,
and everything else pertains to the
but
characters.
Everything
and the
else
plot.
Is about the characters.
That makes sense.
And it's a nice way to handle. A movie because usually it's like okay let's talk about the spaceship for 30 minutes and that's
yeah.
not what they do. They don't even mention how it works or
yeah because you don't need to know
you
that
don't
to,
care.
Make it, to make a difference
yeah. only nerds want
to
know that and they can go to Wikipedia and they can write about it with their glasses in their basement and they're like,
and they can come up with all sorts of hypotheses.
Yes, and I just want to see Chris Pine hopefully get a shirt ripped a little bit and run down a hallway with fire chasing him. That's what I want to see.
That'll probably happen.
I hope it does. I'm going to ask for my money back. And then I want Vin Diesel's shirt to come completely off in Fast 6. And
well,
just,
that's definitely
just
I
walk
am,
around
I
shirtless.
I am so excited for Fast 6.
Oh, goodness gracious.
It's going to be so good. It's the best movie ever made, I'm sure.
I'm getting excited already.
Yeah, that's nasty. We don't need to know that. Not before your well woman's exam. Don't get too excited.
I wasn't even, but okay.
The hurt will spread.
I don't want to
so,
contaminate.
We've got about 5 minutes. You think it's enough time to talk about your future?
Of course it is.
I don't think so. I think we should probably
let's
take
go to break.
I think we should probably take a break.
Okay, let's go.
Let's make sure we covered everything. Camping this weekend, testing out the tent. Okay, we did that.
More stalling.
Katrina's job update covered that, right? Didn't we cover that?
Yeah, we did.
Yep.
Okay, Iron Man 3 and Great Gatsby. I don't remember. Did we talk about that one? I couldn't hear you. What?
Yes.
Okay, now recap of Katrina. Oh, we didn't get to the recap of Katrina's girl weekend. Katrina, give us a recap of your girl's weekend.
We didn't get drunk. It was a waste.
Okay, very good. Diet update. Did we talk about
that?
Did we talk about that, Katrina?
Yes.
Are you sure? Does it say
yes.
that on your phone that you talked about?
Yes.
What about your future? Did we talk about that?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess we should talk about that then. Submitted for you, Katrina.
Time for a break.
A story. After a tumultuous 4 years, overseeing a city long riddled with blight, corruption, crime,
Batman.
And historic financial issues, Mayor Bing has had enough, and he told a stunned audience at the Charles H. Wright Museum of African American History Tuesday that he would step down as mayor of Detroit.
Mayor Bing. Sorry.
Mayor
oh
Bing
my God.
Of Detroit.
okay, my future.
After winning a full term the same year, Bing tried to turn around a city that has been losing population and sinking into an ever deeper economic hole for decades. In an interview with a reporter last summer, Bing said that he had inherited a hellhole. This is the mayor. a hellhole.
Can I take this home with me?
Yup.
Okay.
The city was in pain when we came on board, and it pained me to see it in this condition, being said before reaching under the podium and pulling out a stack of petitions. I want to thank nearly 2,000 in Detroit, 2,000 citizens who signed petitions in support of placing my name on the ballot. I'm announcing today that I've decided not to seek another term as mayor of Detroit.
That sucks because they clearly want him to be the mayor.
But he can't stand to be in that hellhole.
I know, clearly.
On Monday, Bing went after the media that said he should stop trashing the city and ignore some of what he called its warts. Every time someone comes to our city, it's a quote, especially from the outside, they go into the same neighborhoods, said Bing, who has trumpeted that his administration has torn down nearly 10,000 abandoned homes.
No, it makes
tenure.
Sense because, like, the bad areas are what's getting run down, and they're becoming more run down because the good areas are building up.
Hold on.
Anyway.
They look at all the decrepit homes. They don't go to the good neighborhoods. Now the journalist. Those warts, though, include as many as 80,000 abandoned homes and 60 abandoned buildings downtown. Many of the bad neighborhoods have been used as dens for drug use, sexual assaults,
yes.
Murders,
of course.
And kidnappings.
Of course. It's a ghetto. It's a ghetto.
This is downtown. A large number of them surround many of the city's public schools.
Oh, so sad.
Even the good neighborhoods are packed with abandoned homes, and the city's midtown and downtown are packed with abandoned structures, some in the shadows of hotels and stadiums.
That's really sad. That's really sad.
Oh, Katrina, that's where you're going to live.
Your children are going to go to those public schools.
No, of course not.
Right next to the homes used for drugs, sexual assault, murders, and kidnappings.
That's not going to
happen.
Have
fun at school, little Katrina. Enjoy yourself. The city's deficit, said a bankruptcy expert, said could be as much as $600 million, and its long outstanding debts more than $16 billion. On Monday, he warned the city that it would be broke by the end of its fiscal year in July and gave himself 6 weeks to determine whether it is headed towards Chapter 9 bankruptcy. It would be by far the largest American city to ever go bankrupt.
That's hilarious. I'm sorry, I find
this. You should highlight this paragraph.
You should highlight the paragraph.
Highlight
now.
This paragraph, and we will, and you can deliver that to Mark and say, this is why hockey's horrible, because it makes this type of stuff, and Detroit is even worse. That's what you should say to him, because that type of stuff is not good.
No?
The mayor gave up on the city. The mayor!
That's pretty bad. You know,
that's awful.
I'm not fighting this at all. I find it just as funny as you guys do, so it's cool.
And that is Katrina's feature home.
How does that man defend that city? You go up to him and you ask, do you think
anything,
that abandoned
really
homes are used for drugs, sexual abuse,
really
murders, and kidnappings?
I really wish he was here today, because I'm sure he would push Chris out of the chair and start talking about Detroit. And, oh, it's great, it's marvelous. Like, oh, you just ignore those facts.
What? These are facts.
That's what I'm saying. You just ignore those facts.
You just ignore
shove them
under the
rug.
Shove
them under the rug like every other mayor. And
the problem is that what fact can he counter with?
It's Detroit.
It's Detroit.
What's really funny is
we're the murder capital of the world, baby.
What is hilarious
is
he's a fan on Facebook of, like, down with Detroit. And he's like, clearly, down with Detroit.
Because he's down with Detroit, like, I love Detroit, or
I
is he like,
know, I guess so.
Let's light Detroit on fire and push it into Lake Michigan.
I actually don't know. He explained it to me once, but it was one of those things where I was just half listening, and I just remember going down with Detroit.
Shocker,
and it's
Katrina wasn't paying attention to someone else.
No, never.
Oh, God. Yeah, so you can take that home with you, make sure he reads
Give me that.
That
pin, I'll be like, I'll put brackets around this paragraph. The what, those warts? Is that what I'm highlighting?
I love how it's the second from the bottom paragraph. I love how the mayor is like, oh, these wards for these 10,000 homes. And then the press is like, hey, quit trashing Detroit. And then the real press is like, saying 10,000 is actually really nice of him, because there's lots more than that.
Yeah.
And they're by public schools and people are being raped.
Yeah.
So that's fun. Here's another story. And I think that might be it.
I'm afraid.
We might get to everything. Okay. A patent application that recently became public record reveals that Colgate Palmolive Company, you know, the toothbrush and toothpaste company,
right,
is researching technology even the mayor gave up. That's what he wrote on it. That Colgate is researching technology that would allow chemicals to be embedded in the heads of standard toothbrushes and slowly released during use. A 3-month supply of caffeine could be embedded into the tongue scraper on the back of a toothbrush.
What?
So now you can have your morning coffee and while you're brushing your teeth.
My issue there is like people who use their toothbrush longer than they should, and then they're not going to. It's just going to be a plain toothbrush, or you get the addicts like that.
This is not going to go well.
This, however, is not limited to just caffeine.
Oh, yay.
Of course not.
It could also be used for doses of aspirin or benzocaine for teething babies.
Oh, God.
Or, it expressly states, appetite suppressants. Colgate wants to patent a diet toothbrush.
Oh, God.
The toothbrushes would be
I've lost all hope in
delineated by differently shaped tongue cleaners. An apple shape means an apple flavor. A snowflake means a cooling sensation. A toothbrush featuring a warming sensation would be indicated by a candle or the sun.
Because I want to eat the candle or a sun.
It's warming. It makes your mouth warm. Because, you know, nothing's worse than waking up in the morning and having cold mouth. No one wants that, Katrina.
It's like that show we watched yesterday.
Where did you
like,
come up with this
you
crap?
You don't want your shoes to
internet.
Be cold, so I put this heater in the shoes.
Yeah.
And a fan.
Ouch!
It's hot. Oh,
all right. Well, let's take our final break, and we'll come back and we'll wrap up the show. I'm sad we got to everything today.
I know.
We did our job.
I'm what? Sad, but I'm glad.
Sad. Even the mayor quit.
Even the mayor.
Even and the best thing about that mayor, he's not a basketball fan, so he won't know this. That mayor was a Detroit Pistons basketball player for like his entire career, like 10 to 12 years. He's a Detroit born and raised. He's a Detroit native and he gave up.
That's hilarious.
You said he played basketball?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, he loves Detroit.
And he can't do it.
Not anymore.
Not enough. He clearly does not love it enough.
We'll be right back.
This is Life.
Welcome back to Life. Final segment is brought to you by nobody because we don't sponsor the last 3 minutes of the show because that would be ridiculous. This is the Smiths, if you were wondering.
I was so wondering.
Okay, anyway, when you said Beach Boys, so I was like,
this
no.
Just because at the very beginning.
It's not the Beach Boys. It's.
I knew it wasn't. It just almost sounded like.
Sure, it. Now you do. Can you take me seriously in this hat?
No.
No.
It's bad.
I like the hat. Templeton. Anyway, so segment 4 is where we tell you about all the ways that you can help the show. And connect with us and all that fun jazzy stuff. So the first thing you can do is go to Facebook and like us. We have like 490 likes. We want to get to 500 before Katrina dies. So get to Facebook.
And Facebook like us.
Facebook.com/duo, D-E-W-O-H, and like us. You can also go to Twitter, twitter.com/duo, D-E-W-O-H, and follow us there. It's the best way really to find out about live shows and just randomness that happens throughout the day. Because we post it all to Twitter. You can also go to iTunes.com/duo and leave a review for us. That would also be
greatly appreciated.
Even if you don't want to type a review, just click the 5-star rating button. Okay, you don't need to type nothing. Just rate us. Also, to make Katrina happy, you can email us because on the first show of every month, we will read your listener letters. life@duo.com, L-I-F-E, shift 2, D-E-W-O-H, period, C-O-M is the email address. Of course, Katrina and Malia have also been blogging.
I was going to say, I was going to put that plug in there if you didn't.
For some reason, I have not been blogging. I apparently have stopped.
I have two up there that Seth has failed to...
Read
and thus advertise.
She's
I have
doing,
two of them.
She's doing well. So here it is,
promoted
the blog. I promise I will probably start blogging
true.
Again.
That's
probably.
Not until something happens, the big expansion.
Or the de-spansion.
Yeah, that's true. The failure
as Duo's
employee company.
Yep. So go check out the blog, duo.com/blog. And, of course, you can go buy stuff while you're at the duo.com. At the shop, we have Life shirts. We have Life hoodies if it's you live in Alaska and it's cold.
We've got some sweatpants.
We've got sweatpants. We've got water bottles. We've got buttons. We got
buttons.
Other stuff. Lots of t-shirts to choose from. So go check those out at duo.com/shop.
I have two.
Two shirts? She does. They're not for this show, though.
I'm in the process.
Shocking.
Did Malia ever get her check? Let me see.
I have no idea.
She should have.
I'm sure she did. She hasn't brought it.
Didn't even
say
anything.
Spent.
It's craziness. Anyway, So that's about it. Also, the number... Oh, watch us live next week. We'll be back Wednesday, 6 o'clock Central Time. Duo.com/live, DEWOH.com/live, LIVE. And, of course, you can call us or text us when we're doing that. But, yeah, we really like it when
you
watch live.
Do we get any calls or texts today?
No.
You didn't even check, though.
I didn't.
So you should check how many we missed.
We didn't. We don't have any.
Okay.
I just looked.
Liar.
Also, if you miss us live, we do have this show, every show we've done, video in HD on YouTube, youtube.com/duotube, or just search Duo, D-E-W-O-H on YouTube. That's the best way to do it. But the greatest way you can help us is by telling your friends.
Yes. Get the word out there.
Tell your friends to love us,
like
to adore
us.
Post on your Tumblr, your Pinterest, your Facebook, your Twitter,
path.
Your Path, your Posturus, your
Posturus.
Other Posturus. Social networks. And tell your friends that you're listening to the show. It really does help us out. That's it.
That's all. See you next week.
See you guys next week.
See ya.
This is Life.